If you've been stuck for a while and wondering, should I get help? Do I need help? When I last asked for help, I didn't get help, then this is the episode for you. In this episode, we're going to cover what is normal and what is not when it comes to your symptoms, how exactly to know when it's time to get help, and why you shouldn't wait. All right, let's dive in.
What's up, sister? Welcome back to the Period Whisperer podcast, the show helping perimenopause and menopause women de-stress your body and decode what it's saying to you so you can own your own health, energy, and weight loss again. If you're new, I'm so happy you're here. I'm Bria. I'm your host, a recovering people pleaser and hustle addict turned functional and holistic hormone specialist. Let's lean in and learn what your body is saying to you.
Well, hey there, sister. Welcome to the 201st episode of the Period Whisperer podcast. This is season three we are starting. And when I started this podcast 2 years ago now, it's almost exactly 2 years ago, it was 2 years ago this month, all I knew is that if I had spent 12 years in the health and wellness industry working with women, and I didn't know what perimenopause was or how to help myself until I did all the research and tried all the things and all the experimentation, how on earth was another woman who also lives a busy life, like with a career, raising kids, who's not in the wellness industry, going to ever know this information or going to be able to decipher it from all the chaos that's happening? And I think that's an important thing. I think it's a powerful, amazing thing to see the topic of perimenopause and menopause and women's hormones start to be normalized in this world. And I still personally feel a big responsibility to make sure that I'm cutting through the stuff and giving you the most direct path to get there. It's not always going to be sexy. It's rarely going to be fast, but the goal is to get you the stuff so we're not going around and around in circles. We're not just taking random supplements and hoping that it fixes us, or spending a lot of money on supplements or pills that promise things and have it not work. We want to make sure that we're getting progress, because this is a magical time in your life to change. Remember, perimenopause happens for you and not to you, for you to pay attention, because this is our next chapter of life and it should be amazing, and it can be amazing. So welcome to season three. Thank you so much for being a listener, whether you're new or you've been around for a while. I am so honored that you have tuned in, that you are making yourself a priority enough to learn more about this confusing time. And I am here for it with you. So reach out. I am always looking for the most up-to-date research, the most up-to-date information, and sharing with you the unsexy truth and the trials and tribulations of going through perimenopause. So welcome. I am so beyond happy that you're here. I'm going to ask you a little favor. If you haven't rated or reviewed the podcast before, would you take a minute to do that? It would mean the world to me. It's what allows me to spread this message far and wide. And so whether you are on iTunes and actually can write a review, or if you're a listener from any of the other modalities, please just take a snapshot of it, pop it in your stories, tag me in it, share it with a friend, whatever works for you. Now, today, I'm really excited to talk about what I think is a super important topic, which is how to actually know it's time for help in perimenopause, like with your help. When I say, you know, if you're struggling with symptoms, how do we know it's time to make an investment? Time, because it's not just our money. Our time is so precious. You know, it would be amazing if we could all, you know, float off to some incredible yoga retreat or meditation retreat for 6 weeks or 6 months to focus entirely on ourselves. But that's just not our reality. Again, it's not always about money. Sometimes it's just about time and responsibilities. So understanding when it is time to invest that time in yourself and invest money in yourself is a big decision to make. And I really wanted to make that clear, because I know from my own experience of going through perimenopause that it's hard. It's hard to accept that how you are feeling isn't maybe normal. I think for a few reasons. First, you know, perimenopause can, for many of us, feel like you know, how you cook a frog. There's that saying, it's like you just stick it in warm water and then you slowly boil it alive. Like, which is a terrible analogy, but how it's like, it creeps up on us. So we don't actually realize when it's not an acute issue where we're just automatically starting to wake up with crazy hot flashes or having massive digestive issues, you know, like having general fatigue start to creep up on us, having our libido start to slowly go down, having our period slightly start to change, having digestive issues starting to crop up more and more. They can start to feel normal when they're not normal. And it's hard to sometimes see the difference outside of your own body, outside of your own health. It's hard to know, like, is this normal? Is this not normal? And even though the conversation is growing around these symptoms, it's still not commonplace, right? We don't always, our mothers often don't remember, you know, much about it. And the reality is, our mothers and grandmothers went through perimenopause and menopause at a different time than we're going through it, when life was completely different. And in fact, I always like to say to my clients, perimenopause is, and the symptoms that come from perimenopause have actually a lot less to do with your hormone production and a lot more to do with your hormone balance and your stress DHEA balance. So when those are off, you know, we can't have healthy hormone production. And so just taking hormones isn't necessarily going to fix that for you. We need to make sure that we're healing the balance in the body so that it can produce on its own what it needs. So it's hard to accept that how you're feeling is not normal and to even see it and be like, okay, maybe this isn't normal anymore, right? Because it can be a slow burn. It's also really hard to ask for help. You know, I know for me, like even when I went through it, even admitting something wasn't right, especially in the fact that I'd always prided myself on, you know, having my nutrition and fitness sorted. So I thought I had my health sorted out. So even accepting it was hard and then thinking I need help was really, really hard. Like I always really felt like I was in control of everything and could handle all of the things. So if you're a perfectionist or if you're a people pleaser, then asking for help is honestly almost painful. Like it feels like it goes against something inside of you, whether it's because you don't feel like you deserve the help or whether you don't want to admit that you need help. I know I struggled with both of those things. I always wanted to feel like I had it all together. And for what? For who? I guess for my image. But I think the last reason it's really, really hard is that there's an investment involved when you need help, right? And maybe it's time, investing in time to carve out every single day, every single week to prioritize your health, to learn something new and then implement that thing. That takes time. Money, right? We need to, if you want to really do diagnostic testing and understand what's actually happening, what's actually missing in your body, that requires money. But I will say, you know, although there's a few supplements that I think we can, as practitioners, we can say, okay, you know, people are like almost all people are deficient in these supplements. We really don't want to waste any more money on just buying a random supplement and hoping that it works for us. But it's easier sometimes for us to just spend $20, $30, $40 on a supplement than invest in coaching, invest in diagnostic testing to really understand where the holes and the gaps are. And of course, you know, follow through on those things. I know it was always hard for me to invest because it was like skin in the game, right? When I invested in something, I now better see results or I'm going to feel like a failure or I'm going to feel like I wasted that money. And then it became harder for me to invest in myself. So it's hard and challenging to invest. And for me, when I thought about it, at the end of the day, and we'll talk about this again later, if you're at this point in your life where you're not feeling well, the challenge, the gift of perimenopause is that you're being irritated enough because of the transition and the new energetic demand in your body, as well as the lowering of these hormones that used to just make everything okay all the time. We're now bothered enough to change. But if you don't change, you're just going to be bothered all the time. That's going to affect your psyche, affect your emotional state. And it's going to actually slide down into dysfunction in the body. So we need to make this time because the opportunity cost window is actually closing, where there will come a time where it's going to be more and more challenging to actually correct and get the biggest ROI on your investment into your health. If you are in your 40s and early 50s, we still have a lot of wiggle room to help you feel amazing. And not to say as you get older that that changes, but it kind of does, right? At some point when dysfunction heads even further into disease, chronic or otherwise, it's much more challenging to come back from. So we really want to fix dysfunction and symptoms and like the reality of what's going on in our body before things get to a point of no return. Okay, that sounds a little doom and gloom. So let's try to lift this up a little, shall we? So it's hard. We know it's hard to accept that how you're feeling is normal. It's hard to ask for help. It's hard to invest time and money. But if we don't, we're just going to get angrier and more bitter because things will not magically fix on their own. So let's get to the good stuff. How do you actually know it's time for help in perimenopause? So I have three reasons that I think it all boils down to that can make it super duper clear for you. And I've seen this, I saw this in myself, and I've seen this time and time again. And I use this as a measurement for when I know it's time to invest in help in any area, but especially in your health. So number one, if you are dealing with symptoms that are impacting your life negatively, so if you are unable to sleep through the night, if you don't have energy to get through your day, if you are having cravings that are interrupting your life, if your libido is going down the tubes and that's impacting your relationship because you care about your partner and you want your partner, but you just don't have that drive anymore, so you're missing that intimacy piece. If you are in need of weight loss and your efforts aren't getting results, or you are wanting to build muscle and your efforts aren't getting those results, these are all really clear indications that it's time. Because our life is precious. It's short. It goes fast. And if you are spending even 20% of your life uncomfortable, or any more than that, I might say, I mean, I think the reality of life is it's not perfect. So if you're spending 20% or more of your life uncomfortable, where you are not getting those basic foundations of health, then we know there's a problem. There's a problem, and it's big enough and it's irritating enough that we should do something about it. You should be able to sleep well 80% of the time. You should be able to have good digestion and poop and not be bloated 80% of the time. You should be able to have consistent energy throughout your day 80% of the time. You should be able to live your life without being interrupted by cravings 80% of the time. You should have a good libido 80% of the time when you want one, right? Obviously, there's a mental game with libido. But libido has a lot to do with energy. So if we don't have enough energy, we're not going to have a good libido. So those are really tied closely together. And you absolutely should be able to lose weight and burn fat if you're putting in the effort, if you are eating and working out and there's a calorie deficit. So if you're doing those things and you're not getting results, or you're trying to put on muscle and build lean muscle and you're not getting results, we know it's time. Because if you're in a pocket when you are, you know, working out and trying to burn fat, or if any of these things are happening, we actually know our body's in what we call a catabolic state, because those are natural foundational pieces of health that your body knows how to do and can do. And it cannot do it when it's in a catabolic state, meaning it's breaking down faster than it's repairing. We want the body in a balanced state so that when we try to break it down, like putting on muscle or burning fat, that it actually responds. And if we aren't able to get those results, again, 80% of the time, then we know we're in a place where it's time to get help. Number two, if you're unable to be consistent with the basic foundations of your health, it's time. And what that looks like, right? Like, our foundations of our health are going to be our quality sleep, our, you know, foundational nutrition pieces, our functional movement, right? So you should be able to have the energy to, you know, probably hit the mat for some yoga 3 times a week and be able to get 10,000 steps in a day. If you don't have the energy for that, then we, or the time for that, then we know it's time for help. You know, if we can't manage our stress, or we're not able to find time in our life for play or pleasure, again, I always like that 80-20 rule. If you look at it like 80% of the time, if you're not able to get these things 80% of the time, we're going to shift into that catabolic state. And then we'll break down faster than we can build up, and we'll start to see that struggle. And you might think like, oh, yeah, I'm just not sleeping that great. But then that sleeping not great can start to lead to digestive issues. And then those digestive issues can start to lead to actually physical pain and joint pain in the body. And now your everyday activities can cause trouble for us. So we want to make sure that we have consistency in our foundational basics. If we're not able to be consistent, it might be because of time management issues that you have. It might be because of self-worth issues that you have, or it might be because of metabolic chaos. And metabolic chaos is really when we've been in a catabolic state so long that it's not just your hormones that are impacted. Now it's your digestion, and it's your immune system, and it's your detoxification pathways, and it's your energy production, and it's your nervous system, and it's your oxidative stress levels. If all of a sudden you're having problems in multiple areas, then we know that we're in metabolic chaos, and we have to turn that around, or again, we're going to slide deeper into dysfunction and disease, chronic or otherwise. And I know that can sound so harsh and sound so doom and gloom, but it's really important that we face that reality now before we get there so we can correct these pieces. So if you're unable to be consistent with the basic foundations of your health, then it's time for help. It's time to ask for it, to invest in it, and to make it a priority. And number three, if you are being consistent, so you're doing these things, and your symptoms are still impacting your life more than 20%, it's time. And it's time that you reach out, because you need an expert at that point, right? Because if you are genuinely doing the things for a healthy foundation of health, it might be that you need some bioidenticals or HRT to help you. You know, it might be your hormone production at that point. It might be that you have a parasite or something going on inside. It might be that you are unable to break down certain foods and need enzymes. It might be that your oxidative stress levels are off the chart and you've been exposed to something environmentally. It might be something bigger that is out of your scope as someone. And I always say that if you're doing the foundations consistently and you're not feeling well 80% of the time, you're not feeling like you 80% of the time, or good and thriving 80% of the time. And listen, life is not about perfection, but we can see in the world, there are loads of women, cultures of women that feel really good through their 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and beyond. So we know it's possible, and there's nothing that you're doing necessarily wrong. But if you're being consistent and it's not getting you to that place of feeling great or thriving 80% of your life, then you know it's time to get an expert to help come in and help you see what's wrong to correct it. Because if we don't, what's the opportunity cost on that? When I think about where I could be in my career, how many more women I could have helped if I wasn't dragging my heels for 5 years trying to, you know, avoid helping myself, thinking that it was normal how I felt, you know, if I could just have gotten into what was going on in my body and get an expert to tell me what that is, then I would have been able to do those things and felt so much better. I would have not lost so much time even being present with my kids, or felt better, you know, in my relationships, or been more present, you know, in any of my experiences with people. And those are the things that make life, right? That's what makes life special and sparkly and amazing. So if we don't reach out for help when we're doing the things consistently, then we know something else is amiss, something else is awry, and we got to fix that. And we can fix that. I think that's the most important permission that I give you today and thing to recognize is that you should not, it is not normal to suffer. You should not be suffering and you don't have to suffer, but you do have to help yourself. You've got to accept that how you're feeling is not normal. So am I feeling this way more than 20%? Not normal. You know, if you're dealing with digestive issues, if your period is like a murder scene, if you are not sleeping through the night, if you have no libido, if you can't lose weight when you're trying, these are not normal things. And we need to get to the bottom of it. And I'm going to tell you right now, sister, here's my little dose of tough love today. It doesn't happen overnight. There's the unsexy truth. But it does happen, right? And you can't go around it. You can't go under it. You can't go over it. You got to go through it. But when you do it, it's the fastest way, right? We've talked about this on the podcast recently. So remember, if you're dealing with symptoms that are impacting your life more than 20%, if you are unable to be consistent with the foundations, the basic foundations of your health, if you are being consistent and your symptoms are still impacting your life that is a clear, like pink highlighter situation of it's time. You deserve to have the magical life that you want. You do. And whatever that is, maybe that's just having a much more deeply present, like intimate relationship with your partner and deeply present, happy relationship with your kids, with patients, or whether that's, you know, to achieve a goal and make a difference in this world by like building a business that makes a difference somewhere or traveling and helping out a community somewhere else. Whatever it is that lights you up, you deserve that. And now is the time. Perimenopause is the time to do it. And the sooner you do, the sooner you ask for help, the sooner you invest in yourself, the sooner you accept this, the faster you're going to get to the other side. And trust me, I have felt rough in my life physically, and I have now feel amazing. I don't want to go back there. So you better bet that I will invest anything I can into feeling my best. And I don't compromise on those things anymore because I wouldn't be able to do what I do if I felt poorly. I wouldn't be able to handle all that I handle in life like all of you do, like you do, sister. I know you handle so much. And at some point, it will be too much if we don't fix this piece. Okay, sister. From my heart to yours, welcome to season 3 of the Period Whisperer podcast. Please go out, be more in your life and not just less on a scale. Take up space. Take up the space you deserve in the room, and that requires you to ask for help when you need it, if you need it. And I'm here when you do. Okay, we'll catch you next time.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Period Whisperer podcast. If you liked this episode, take 30 seconds right now to write a review on iTunes and then reach out to me directly on Instagram at Bria_period_whisperer and message me there with a screenshot of your review. As a thank you, I will give you a customized free hormone audit to get you on your way to the best health of your life in midlife.